The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My goal has always been to make this one of the premier and most comprehensive programs in America. It has always been a goal to see a healthy, strong program handed to an elite coach in person to make it even better. And I want to congratulate Ryan Day and his family. We've worked extremely hard to make the great state of Ohio, the university community, including our alumni and former players, and Buckeye Nation very proud. I look forward to working with our staff and players in preparing to play Washington in the Rose Bowl. It's always been a dream of mine and many of our coaches and players to compete in the Rose Bowl, and it's going to be an honor to represent the Big Ten Conference in that game. Thank you very much.
Adios, Urban. And I think Cliff Kingsbury is going to rake in Southern California. A lot more to get to. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master, if you want to get in today. 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name, John, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. It's Tuesday. Usually everybody's in a bad mood, but it is a beautiful day outside. Have some fun, man.
You in a bad mood?
No, I'm not, actually. Okay. But it's funny. I was just telling you before the show that I've been going nonstop with other work pretty much since Sunday afternoon. And I kind of felt like a zombie. And I look up, it's 3:50, and I go,
it's time.
Oh, man, I got to do the show. And so I kind of walking dead to my way in here. And as soon as the music comes on, I'm like, oh, man, this is the best part You're of my ready. Day. Let's rock and roll. Let's do this.
You're ready.
Yeah. Like Urban Meyer.
That's right.
I'm ready to retire.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer. Listen, it's hard. Urban Meyer is a really good coach.
He's a great coach.
One of the best coaches. But
he's tremendous.
I've gotten so tired of when things are good for Urban Meyer, he's like running up and down the sideline, bumping chests with players, high-fiving, jumping and back bumping.
Where's that cyst on his brain when things are going well?
Right. Then suddenly things are going downhill. You're losing to Purdue or you're about to lose to Maryland. And every game, there's him on the sideline, hands on his hips, bent over at the waist, and he pulls his headphones off. And then he stands up and he's holding his head like, oh, like he's got some sort of brutal migraine headache all of a sudden. And then everybody's like, oh, well, Urban, you know, he's still a great coach, but man, his health is, he's just really wanting to get out of here because of his health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what kind of health issues he has, but it seems like his health issues are solved by his team playing well. Yeah.
Okay, cool, hook him.
Yeah. I don't think Urban Meyer is going to be missed by many people that aren't Ohio State fans.
Listen, the guy's a great coach. He's a lousy human being, and you could say that about 90% of the coaches out there. In his case, it's hard to feel any kind of sympathy for the dude. And, yeah, he may have health problems, but he only seems to come up with health problems when he's got murderers on his team or domestic violence guys. We're losing to Purdue.
Someone murdered?
Yeah. So I wish him all the best in his future
whatever
endeavors.
He does. He'll end up coaching again somewhere. Someplace where there's not as much pressure.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that dude's had his success, got a championship at Florida, got two championships at Florida, got a championship at Ohio State. I think he'll, you know, he'll end up somewhere where expectations are, well, you go to a nice bowl game.
Yeah.
And that's good enough.
Yeah.
You know, hell, Ohio State, they make the Rose Bowl and people are like, hey, what's going on? You know, we lost one game this year. What's going on?
Why are you not in the playoffs?
Yeah. We only beat Michigan by 30. What's going on? I mean, you know, it's a tough gig.
So somehow I was doing a bunch of work at home today and I got out without bringing my damn charger for my Mac.
Uh-oh.
I'm at 79%. Do you think I can make
You'll make it.
Okay. I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Because the last time this happened, I was at 68%.
And you made it. Or you almost made
it. Well, I kept turning it off.
Okay. I think you're good, though.
I think at 79%, I should be okay. So we shall see how it plays out. 713-780-3776. Somebody said, do you think something big will come out about Meyer? Maybe not to the Sandusky stuff, but no, I think it's just, you know, I think the whole thing before the season was, you know, I think that was the thing that was going to come out. And I'm sure we'll find out some other stuff. There's always other stuff, but, you know, the guy's a hell of a coach. I guarantee you there'll be a lot of programs licking their chops in a couple of years. He's only 54. Now, he looks old.
Looks a lot older. I mean, look,
he's barely older than me. That dude looks like he's 70.
I think maybe the head coach at Ohio State is the same as being the president.
Yeah.
Like you can go in looking like a young, spry man and then come out looking haggard and like, oh.
I think Clinton was the worst one I ever remember.
Sure.
Because he went in, you know, and he was this handsome young man. Oh. And then when he came out, it's like, I think I'm going to die.
Yeah. I mean, it'll wear you down.
But doesn't he look so much older than Nick Saban?
Yeah.
Nick Saban's almost 70. He's 67. Yeah.
But you know what? Short people age well. And Saban's a little person. You know, he's an elf. So 713-780-ESPN. 832 says, I know it's Tuesday, but with Kingsbury going to Southern California, what's the over-under on affairs/boosters' wives that he hits from Q is the real? Mm. He's not going to need to. In Southern California? That's you got all kinds of students there.
It's a gold mine.
It is. For a guy like that, of course, you're competing with actors and stuff.
Right.
But I like his chances.
I mean, listen, he's got the look.
Oh, yeah. He'll do fine.
Well, he's going to walk around telling everybody he's Ryan Gosling.
He might.
Yeah. And most people will believe it.
But you know what? It's like you're Ryan Gosling, but I think Ryan Gosling's married. Mm. So this guy's just got, like, carte blanche.
Hey, can I get a little plug in for Soccer Matters tonight? Because they're going to have a very special guest.
Is it Pele?
Tonight on a very special Soccer Matters.
Pele?
No.
Is it Cristiano Ronaldo?
It is not. It is not a soccer guy.
Oh. Is it it's someone, the guy that plays Colonel Sanders in the KFC commercial?
I don't think he did that. I think he was up for it but didn't get it.
Okay. Is it I know who it is. It's that that guy that voiced Elmo and ended up being a rapist. Or a child molester, I shouldn't say rapist.
I thought we were gonna have him on our show.
I don't know, John. Did you get that booked or not?
No, I forgot. Mm.
Is it the conjoined twins that I kept trying to get on our show?
No.
No? Oh.
They don't play soccer.
Well, you said this isn't a soccer player.
No, it's not. It's a person that the people will know really, really well.
Mm. Is it Bob McNair?
Well, that would be a hell of an interview.
Yes.
That I'd like to hear. I think I'm doing
fine. Is it James Harden?
No, it's Carl Dukes.
Oh, what's crazy Carl doing?
Apparently they're hosting the MLS Championship in Atlanta and they're expecting 77,000 people for that game.
Wow. You know what the correct answer is?
What?
He's putting them up.
Yeah. That's true. So, yeah, if you want to hear Carl talking a little soccer tonight on Soccer Matters.
Carl doesn't know anything about soccer.
No, of course not. Carl doesn't know anything about a lot of stuff, but he fakes it better than any human being I've ever known. So
I guess good on you if you can get away with it.
713. Clinton was getting the life sucked out of him by interns.
Zing.
Stop. Stop.
Zing.
So he said, Ryan Gosling's married to Eva Mendez. You know what, though? She chews her toenails, so I mean, that's disgusting.
Ugh.
He's got to do better than that. So, yeah, so that'll be on tonight at 7. We'll have a little Soccer Matters. And, man, there's a lot of news today. And, obviously, Kingsbury going to USC, I think, is a good move for him. It's a good move for Clay Helton to hire him. Colt McCoy, dead.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Dude. I can't even describe how bad Mark Sanchez is at football. I mean, it's embarrassing. Like his,
He didn't lose his butt fumble.
His first read is to his running back on every drop back. Like you can see, he's like, okay, is the running back going to clear the line and turn around and look at me? Because if so, that's my first read. I mean, it's just horrible. And half the time, he spiked it into the ground at the running back's feet. I mean,
yeah.
You can't win games with that guy. And as someone who had a Washington plus 6.5 ticket last night, the first series.
Even when it was 14-13, I'm like, that's
the
not
first series
happen.
Was promising when he just handed it to Adrian Peterson and he ran 90 yards.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Let's try that play every time. But then when it became evident that he was going to actually have to throw the ball a little bit, there was no way I was winning that. No way.
Voldemort sent me this crackpot theory. Lincoln Riley to Green Bay. OU throws a truckload of money at Meyer to be the next Sooners coach.
It wouldn't shock me.
Yeah. Lincoln Riley is getting a lot of.
But again, NFL Oklahoma, that's another high pressure job.
Yeah. I don't know if there's as much pressure as there is at Ohio State, though. I mean, because that.
I mean, Urban Meyer should go to someplace like Texas Tech. Just chill out. Hey, maybe we'll win some games. Maybe we won't.
Yeah. We'll win 8 games, go to a bowl game. Everybody's happy. And also some Astros news for you. They, pending a physical, have signed Robinson. I never can get his name.
Chirinos.
To be their new catcher.
Meh. Is that that do anything for you?
It's a catcher.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know that.
Everybody's like, oh, we got to upgrade catcher, I don't know that you upgraded catcher here.
Yeah.
Dude's 30-something years old. He hit. Like 220 last year.
I would rather have Maldonado back, to be honest with you.
I think I would too.
But hey,
because I mean, at least if you're going to, if you're going to have a subpar hitter behind the plate, at least have one that can play defense.
Yeah.
I mean, Chirinos is fine defensively. I mean, he's better than Evan Gattis, I guess. But I don't see the big hoo-ha about Robinson Chirinos. I'm not excited about it necessarily.
Richard asking, I know you do spots for both, but do you have a preference between Lions and Prime? What is the alcohol situation at both?
Lions has full bar, Prime has full bar. Lions has BYOB.
BYOB.
And you can bring booze, and they've got all like the mixers and stuff there.
Yeah, and basically if you want to bring beer, they'll put it in the fridge for you, and the girls will bring it to you when you want it at Lions. I like them both a lot. I prefer Lions. But mainly because they have tournaments that I can actually play and get to work.
Yeah.
And they're good dudes over there. And, I mean, they run a good room. They're both really good. I think those are certainly two of the best that we have.
Yeah.
So, Holly, who also had the Redskins, said some of us also didn't expect Sucky Sanchez. Point spread killer.
That's tough to beat.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, yeah. There's not much you can do.
And I'm not going to get into this, oh, well, that maybe the Texans need to be worried about this game again. Eagles still have no secondary.
The Eagles aren't good.
No, they still have no secondary.
No,
because Sanchez can't take advantage of it. Pretty sure Deshaun Watson can.
The Redskins were hanging in with that team. I mean, the Eagles are not a good football team. I don't see it. I don't see, like I said, I think last year, and, you know, God bless them, they won a Super Bowl.
They did.
And if you ask most teams.
With Nick Foles.
Hey, you can win a Super Bowl this year, but you're going to turn back into a pumpkin next year and be probably average to below average for the next 3.
You think Texans fan wouldn't take that right now?
Hell yes. I think most teams in the league would take that, unless you're like the Patriots.
The Patriots wouldn't. The Patriots wouldn't?
I think that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's my list.
That's it. Because basically every other team does just that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Happy Tuesday. I don't think there's too much to say about your Rockets. I actually flipped over and saw they were up by 19. It's like, okay, I don't need to watch this.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have watched.
Yeah, you missed the end.
Yeah. Ugh.
Would you call that not finishing strong?
Yeah, I would call that going extremely limp. So, yeah. But long way to go, but at some point you need to put some wins together.
Yeah.
But we shall see how it goes. 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. Did you see the odds on favorites to get the Packers job?
No.
Your current favorite at plus 170.
Urban Meyer.
He's not on the list.
Oh, okay.
Josh McDaniels.
That wouldn't shock me.
But I wonder, is that really a better job than the Colts job that he passed on? At this stage?
Knowing what we know now that Andrew Luck is still Andrew Luck, yeah. I would say it might even be a better job.
It's at least equal, right?
Yeah.
But you didn't know that
Andrew Luck was still Andrew Luck, so it was a tougher decision, I would say.
Lincoln Riley plus 275.
That wouldn't shock me.
No. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
John DeFilippo plus 275.
I don't think so.
Eric Bieniemy plus 1,000.
No.
Yeah.
I think we can stop the list.
Yeah. John Harbaugh plus 2,000 on the list.
If he gets fired, I keep saying that'll be interesting. But I think the Ravens are now, they're starting to find a groove.
I don't think he's going anywhere now. I think that,
Chances of them going 5-11 are out the window.
Yeah. And he may make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And, I think they would make the playoffs and they may win the division is what I was trying to say. Ron Rivera plus 2,500, assuming he gets axed. Jeff Tedford plus 2,500.
Talked about him the other day. I don't know if the NFL's the right spot for him. Yeah, but
that's his guy, and Aaron Rodgers.
That is.
And Sir Gary Kubiak plus 5,000.
Mm.
To me, Kubes is one of those guys who really shouldn't be head coaching just for health reasons.
So
from what I understand, his are legitimate.
And he had a pretty cush gig in Denver. Like, if he really wanted to keep coaching, he could have.
Yeah, and I heard rumors that he was interested in perhaps being an offensive coordinator, which would I think that might be doable for him. But from a health perspective, he don't need all that.
Yeah,
especially there's pressure in Green Bay too. I've got a lot of questions about, and I'll just real quickly a lot of questions about the NHL because Seattle getting the expansion team. There have been a lot of rumors out there now, and I've been trying to nail this down, that with Arizona would move to the Central and then move here when Seattle starts. And I'm hearing that from a lot of places, but it's just rumors. But they've got an ownership mess, but it would make a lot of sense. The NHL does want to get here. I still think that that's a viable market if they get back into Phoenix and get real ownership. Maybe a better market than here, frankly, for hockey because there's so many snowbirds.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's going to happen, I think it would be 2020-2021 season when Seattle comes in. And actually, by then, that team might be pretty good. They got a lot of good young players. Yeah. So a lot of people were asking about it. So I'm hearing that. I've even heard guys on the NHL Network talk about it. So, and again, I've been trying to work. I was hoping to break the story, but I don't think that's going to happen at this point. It's just
no breaking news sounder.
No breaking news. Okay. Yeah, click. crickets. But yeah, it's a real, it's a possibility from what I understand.
Okay.
And I think that'd be pretty cool. For me, I would love to be able to go to hockey games and love to be able to mention it on occasion. So Nick asking if we talked about Houston getting an XFL team. I don't think we ever got to that yesterday.
No, we didn't.
I'm not surprised considering that Oliver Luck's in charge of the thing. he's obviously from
the area.
I wouldn't be shocked if they put the offices here, frankly. But I think realistically, I think that league would be better off going to secondary markets.
I think so,
like
too.
San Antonio.
I'm with you because these towns that have NFL teams, it's hard to beat the NFL. Don't try to outdo the NFL.
No, and I know it's.
But didn't they already say they're going to run their season concurrent with the NFL?
No, I think they're going to do it in the spring.
Okay.
I mean, that might have a chance, but. And thank you for asking, Nick. Check out Sports Map because our buddy Paul Muth actually wrote that today about whether or not it would be viable here in Houston. There's actually some real good stuff on there. There's AJ's college report, which if you're not a big college basketball guy, it's a perfect way to keep up with the teams and kind of know what's going on. And it's got me paying attention now. We had kind of a wrap up on the Fertitta Center debut from Alex, who was one of our interns. He's not an intern anymore. He's graduating. But that's on there. Kerry Brook has a video on should the Astros go all in on Bryce Harper.
It's like, no.
Yeah, well, if you don't plan on bringing back
anybody.
Yeah.
If you're the kind of team that wants to pay, you know, guys who just hit 240 or 220, whatever it is,
yeah.
You want to pay them, you know, $30 million a year for 10 years.
And then Brian O'Donnell has a little thing on the what has to happen for the Texans if they want to get a top two seed in the AFC. They have to win out, basically, and then some other stuff has to happen, but you can check
Patriots have to blow it.
You have to check all that out. So, Monash, would you guys cover the XFL from a radio standpoint, or would it receive WNBA treatment?
It's hard to tell. I would imagine. I mean, we'll know pretty well with the attendance and things like that. If there's any interest in it, we'll know what the buzz is like. And if there's any buzz, then I guess we'll talk about it.
But. Yeah, it depends. We'll gauge it. And I study these things based on the response we get on Sports Map too. If there's something that gets a ton of response there that we're not talking about, we'll work it in and see if it gets a response. So yeah, I think we'll just wait and see is the thing. And then Gio asks, are you still going to be here by 2021? I will, nothing's in stone. I'm at least here through 2020, at least at this point. I still have too much to do here. So I'll still be here, at least for the beginning of that season. So, yeah, Coops' Green Bay OC seems far more realistic, says 303. Rodgers would thrive under him. Agreed. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Apparently, I guess somebody says San Antonio is going to have an AAF team playing in the Alamo Dome. That league's not going to make it.
No.
I can assure you. That thing, especially when I saw the quarterback list. Oh my goodness, that's just going to be bad football. So, I don't know. I think it just depends on, you know, I guess they've looked at both BBVA and TDECU stadiums, which yeah, I don't know how you're going to get 40,000 people for one of those things. That seems like a lot. But if they can do a niche thing, I think some of the. Like what the Skeeters have done, they've got a niche audience in Sugar Land. I mean, if you put them somewhere like that, where it can be a community thing,
yeah.
They put them in the Woodlands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might work, but obviously they're looking at keeping them closer to town.
But man, that's not like that's knowing Vince McMahon from like a wrestling background. That's not what he wants. Like,
he wants everything to be as big time as possible.
Yeah, he's going for the jugular.
And where are they going to play their games? Have we figured that out?
I don't know.
It's either going to be BBVA or TDEC.
So my question is, this whole thing was started because of the whole controversies, the ratings being down. This year, year over year, NFL ratings are up by 5%. They're generating more money this year, according to Forbes, than they did last year. And scoring's up from last year. And your key players, your Aaron Rodgers, your J.J. Watts, and all those players that got hurt last year, all healthy this year. So I feel like it was almost an overreaction by Vince McMahon. And this might be a mistake by the time this thing kicks off.
I don't know if it's they're competing with the NFL. I think what you're going to be competing with is NBA and the beginning of baseball season if you're doing it in the spring. And that's a different animal. Maybe you can. I don't know. But I think it's going to take some good marketing. And they're good at marketing. I mean, the guy knows what he's doing with that. So I'll be curious to see how it plays out. And also, it depends on what kind of players you have. If you got some guys that people like from around here.
He hate me?
He hate me. He's got to be my age by now. Are you kidding me? But I always thought there was a league that tried to start up that was going to keep the players regional.
Yeah, I forget what that was called, too. But they were going to have an Austin team that had a bunch of former Longhorns.
And I think Cliff Kingsbury might have actually been the guy who was supposed to be quarterback.
Yeah.
And if you do that, I think you might drum up some interest because there's some guys that you put some Longhorns and Aggies and Cougars on there that aren't quite good enough for the NFL. Then you might be able to get some interest in them.
But will that work in Houston, though?
Maybe. I don't know. But they're smarter than I am at marketing, so we'll see. Brother Bear says, what happens first? Melo signs with another team, Markel Fultz returns to the court, or the Rockets trade for real bench players? I don't think Melo's signing with anybody.
No, I don't either.
And I don't know about Fultz, so I'll go with Rockets. Rico said he just laughed at how long you have to be a listener to get all the Carl Dukes talk. Been here a long time. Yeah, that's true. That was a long time ago, man. We're looking at, how many years now since Carl's been here?
It's been like, when we came to this building is when he left. So how long have we been in Gal?
It's 2012, I think.
Yeah.
That's a very long time. All right, guys. I have to tell you, in fact, I walked in today and Barry Laminack was nice enough to tell me, man, you look like you lost a lot of weight. Well, I have. And that's thanks to my friends at Innovative Lasers. And this is a really cool treatment. And it's the Zorona laser is basically you go in and you get these treatments and you can lose up to 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. It's pain-free. It's easy. I basically sit there and listen to music or do some work while I'm having it done. And the ladies there are fantastic. They're going to walk you through it. They're going to they're going to get the weight off. And if you don't need to lose a whole lot, it works really fast. And I've been very, very lucky with it. I'm about halfway to where I want to be and I feel great. And it's all because of my friends at Innovative Lasers. And how about this? Don't wait till after the holidays. That's the big idea. Oh, first of the year, I'll do this. Now get in there now. Get in there now and start getting that weight off. You can be among the first 100 to call 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN and get 50% off regular prices and 3 sessions free. So take advantage of the special offer. Lose inches and fat without any painful procedures or downtime. You get more energy. It's going to change your life. I feel so much better. I look better. And it's been so simple. Just call Innovative Lasers of Houston, 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5 and get 50% off regular price and 3 sessions free in this special offer. For more information, you can log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Happy Tuesday. It's a beautiful day outside. Wish we could do the show outside today. This would be a good day to do it.
I think yesterday might have been better.
But I'm not kicking this one out of bed either.
No.
It's pretty good. You see that there's also, talking about the coaching shuffling, a lot of McCarthy to the Browns talk. Does that do anything for you?
Yeah. I kind of figured that that Mike McCarthy would end up in college somewhere. But the Browns make sense. I guess they've got some former Packers guys in their front office.
And develop Baker Mayfield.
He just seems like he would do best in a college setting.
Well, I don't know that he's... I mean, he's been a pretty good coach. I think he'll get another chance, but I just think it was time for him to move on there. Some breaking news. This is real breaking news. This just came across on my email. Houston Texans transactions.
Okay.
The Texans activated the following player off the reserve physically unable to perform list.
Okay.
Deontay Foreman.
All right.
They waived the following player, Natrell Jamerson.
Who?
Cornerback who's playing special teams. So Deontay Foreman activated. They had to make a decision this week, and obviously he's good enough to go.
All right.
And it's funny because I was almost at the point where I was like, man, might as well just sit him the way Lamar Miller's playing. And you know, now if he gets hurt or Blue gets hurt, I think you're in trouble.
Right.
So I guess it's nice to have him. But yeah, I think the way Miller's playing, you know, I was looking forward to him getting back because he did look so good in a short time last year and was really added a lot to the offense, especially catching the ball out of the backfield. But yeah, now that I think you're doing fine at running back.
Yeah, I would say so. It is kind of a strange timing because Lamar Miller's been so good. Alfred Blue hasn't been crappy. Maybe it's best to just let him rest.
Marinate.
You know? I mean,
bring him back
hurt.
Next year and be 100%.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess they know what's going on with him physically better than we do.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been... Cody actually wrote this the other day for something for Sports Map, but it's actually been way past the average for this injury for him to return.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope he's healthy and ready to go. And we'll see.
The Bills cut Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah.
And then somebody on Twitter asked if the Texans should pick him up. If the Bills cut a player, you probably don't want him.
Yeah.
But the biggest issue for Benjamin, and I think the reason why he gets cut, is he's known as a maybe lack of effort guy. Like, he's not really a go-getter. So I would say no. They're choosing to use undrafted rookies and you know, fifth-round picks that they're claiming off waivers and giving those guys a chance to play. And Robert Foster has actually looked really good the last few weeks. So, yeah, I think they're just looking for some new guys who are excited to play. Kelvin Benjamin's a dude who's...
Is he better than Demaryius Thomas?
No.
And to be honest, I like... When he holds on to the ball, like what I've seen out of DeAndre Carter filling in for QT. So
yeah, but he doesn't hold on to the ball all the time. No, they got lucky a couple times.
You might want to fix that. But no, I think I really like I think the receiving core is fine when you have QT out there in particular. I think he wouldn't crack that group.
Yeah.
And you know, depths, so you're gonna have him. And so now if you're not gonna crack that group, you need him playing special teams. You think he's going to be out there?
A low effort guy? Yeah. No.
What about Urban Meyer taking the Browns job? I can't see that.
I can't see it either.
Yeah. If he's serious about health, NFL is not the way to go. Jacob says, help, I have nothing to bet on this weekend. Your thoughts on the Army-Navy game? I'm serious.
Under, always.
Under. That's the play.
Yeah, don't be stupid and play anything but that. Yep. It's the only thing to play. Actually, it actually opened, and it didn't open up on one of my books. It opened on the European books first.
Yeah.
And the total was 51.
Wow.
And it immediately shot down to 41.5, which is where I got it at.
I need to go to Europe.
I know. Or I need to at least get one of those books.
Yeah.
But I think they never know. Like, there's an algorithm that says what the totals are supposed to be based on points and things like that, but... They just never take into account these service academies and their style of play.
Yeah.
And
40 is what I'm seeing on my bookie right now.
I mean,
which seems
I wouldn't play over 40.
No.
I'll tell you that much.
I'll tell you this, though. Rivalry game, Army -7.5. I know Army's better and they've won the last 2 years. Outside of touchdown, I don't know, man.
But especially Navy sucks this year.
They do, but we're also talking It's one of those where if we're talking an under 40, points are at a premium. 7.5 is a lot.
Yeah. And Air Force is horrible, and I think Army beat them 17-14 or 17-13. So, yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
I don't even worry about the totals or the side. I just play, it's under.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go through.
That's the only college game this week. We just went through it.
Well, I know, but we could. No, that's not true. That is not true.
What else is there?
Okay, that is the only college game. I'm off a week. I'm looking at the 15th. I've already got two games on the 15th.
Too far ahead.
Well, but we could go ahead and look at some lines at some point today for the college bowl games and see if there's anything that jumps at you. Because we talked a lot yesterday about motivation.
Yeah.
And what a team's motivation will be. And like Houston's +3 against Army. I didn't think we were going to get a plus number on them. I thought it would be close to pick them or Houston be a slight favorite. And then I was going to bet Army. I don't know if I can take Army -3.
Yeah.
67.5, though.
Yeah.
I think I'm going under.
I think I'm going under, too.
Not just because it's a service academy. But, yeah, we'll look at those at some point today. Just because I think there are some where there's some value. Timmy B says he assumes Urban will be the head coach at USC in 2020. Now, that might be a high-profile job that he could deal with.
Yeah.
Is it's still pretty laid back out there. All right, guys. I have to tell you, somebody's asking earlier about my favorite poker room. It's Lions. It's Lions Poker Palace. Love going out there. They have tournaments all the time and tons of guaranteed money. 30 grand on the weekends that they're giving away. And I get my little text from them every day. You know what they have here? They've got Wednesday, 9,000 guaranteed for a $90 hold'em tournament.
Dang.
How about that? And Thursdays, they have a round of each. And, of course, they have the Hold'em Friday big guarantees and pot limit Omaha and everything. And they have that noon tournament that I love to play. It's basically a sit-and-go. It's $100 freeze-out. And this place is fantastic. George and Najib run a great, great room. There's plenty of TVs. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get 3 hours of free play.
Yeah, they've got great food. Like we said earlier in the show, BYOB, they've got TVs all over the place. They've added more tables, so there's always games rocking out there at Lions Poker Palace. I can tell you about it all we want, but if you don't go out and see it for yourself, you can't appreciate it. 6134 Richmond Avenue to check it out. Follow them on Facebook for all the information about their tournaments and things like that. But go see them, 6134 Richmond Avenue. It's Lions Poker Palace.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Starting to have doubts about this computer. It's 55% now.
Uh-oh.
Why is it draining so fast? Oh, because I've got the damn content management system for SportsMap up. That's what it is.
You watching us on live stream too?
No, I'm not. Okay. I've got it narrow. I'm trying to narrow it down to just my email, Twitter, my show notes, which are on Drive. That shouldn't drain much.
That didn't do much.
And my ad reads, which are also on Drive. And then, of course, my bookie kind of drains it a little bit, so I better close that for now. But, man, let me read this first. Don't miss out on the holiday party tonight. Everyone is invited. All you have to do to get in is bring an unwrapped toy with you. There will be plenty of drinks, games, raffles, prizes, and fun. It's guaranteed to be the best Christmas party that's really a toy drive. All toys will go to the Snowdrop Foundation, which benefits the Texans Children's Cancer Center. Set your alarm to be at McIntyre's on Tuesday night. Party starts at 7. We'll be there and we'll be looking for you to join us to make this Christmas special for a sick child and their family. So can I give you a little advice? Something to put in your notebook?
All right.
Don't get old.
No.
Old sucks. This morning.
Sure looks like it.
Well, look at Urban. Jeez. I get in this morning and the damn garage, I had a little problem with the garage. It came off the, you know, those automatic garages, they're on like a rail and it came off the rail. So I climb up there. I'm going to fix it. And I'm messing around and strain my damn shoulder. I haven't been able to lift the damn thing all day.
What a life.
Fixing a garage. This sucks. Old sucks.
What a life.
I'm all right. Just in case you're an alien monitoring our communications here, if you can do like the cocoon thing and come here and like get me and make me young again. I will serve you aliens. I will. I just don't want to be old. This sucks. So yeah. 713-780-ESPN. I don't know why this is a. You know, Lamont was asking me if I'd ever lived in the suburbs, and when I pretty much from the time I'm 18, I've been in the city. Meyerland's the farthest out I've been. I was in League City, but when I was in League City, it wasn't a suburb.
Right.
It was, there was like one apartment building there and I lived in it, and there was nothing else. It was now I think you would consider that a suburb.
But, I think so.
Because it's all, well, I think you almost go all the way down to where that Santa Fe exit is now. That thing used to be nothing. It's always fun driving by it now and seeing all the houses and seeing, you know, the strip malls, because that was the road we used to take girls to have some private time when I was growing up in high school.
Like to use the bathroom, you mean? Like if a girl needed to use the bathroom, you would take her there?
Yeah.
She had to go number two and wasn't potty trained.
That was a long time ago. Yeah. So.
I mean, that was the early days of indoor plumbing. So, like, there was, I know you grew up with outhouses and things like that.
Now, Blaine says, go into your settings and turn your power saving mode on. That's probably a good plan. Thank you, Blaine. I'll do that. I know I could do that on my phone. I didn't know that I could do that on this.
Yeah, but then you're old, so everything's going to be dark now. It's going to be very dimly lit.
Oh.
Well, oh, what's that there?
Jeez. Yeah, that's what death feels like.
Yeah.
Was that apartment Briar Palms? No, it wasn't Briar Palms. It was one that looked like an old military barracks. It was on the other side. It was on the south side of 45. I cannot remember what it was called, but it looked like a military barracks. It was all white.
Okay.
So.
It was probably something really luxurious.
Oh, no. No.
No?
No. No, it was, I think Spartan would be how I would describe it.
Okay.
But, yeah, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Yes, Stephen the Weather Guy says, you know you're old when you put damn in front of everything you're complaining about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm so trying to fight this off, right? I'm trying to keep acting young and doing young things, and it's just little stuff like that. And, I mean, I have problems with the shoulder all the time, especially. But this is another way, you know, when it gets cold.
You start hurting.
It starts getting sore, and that's when I injure it.
Yeah.
And I know I'm being stubborn, because if I go to the doctor, I'm going to have to get it operated on again, and I don't want to do that.
I'm due for that. You know, I'm putting it off because I feel like that'll make me instantly old.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't put it off, because if you put it off and you get to my age and you're still having that problem, then it's going to be a lot longer to recover. Everything takes longer to recover. See, Louisville hired the Appalachian State guy.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good hire.
I think so. I don't think it's as good as Jeff Brom, but I think he'll do fine.
I think so too.
This other story, John mentioned it briefly, the other Kareem Hunt story. Did you see this, where he allegedly was in an incident at a nightclub?
I did see that.
I read this story, and this is the kind of thing that only comes out when the other stuff does.
Right.
This is just a basically 3 a.m. bar push fight.
That's not an assault. I don't know the detail. I just know what I read.
Based on, seem like, but even assault. What the accuser says, who admitted to being intoxicated at the time, and I'm not defending Kareem Hunt on the other thing. Let me just make that clear.
Right.
But they didn't call police to the scene, and basically one of the guy's friends pushed Kareem Hunt first. Hunt pushed back, and then the guy hit him. It's like, okay.
All right.
This is a 3 a.m. bar mess.
And, yeah.
The police department said, yes, it's not a domestic violence case, so there's no mandatory prosecution. With a nightclub scuffle, it happens all the time, and we get called to them all the time, and a lot of times people don't press charges. Nightclub scuffle is how the police describe it.
So that's about what it sounds like.
Yeah. So. Tracy says, sent the story that, well, it's a Baton Rouge advocate saying that the Fiesta Bowl is the most watchable. Come on.
Wait. LSU, UCF?
Yeah.
That's not a watchable game. That is not a watchable game.
But Tracy, look where that came from. It came from the Baton Rouge paper.
Yeah.
That's like the Chronicle writing that UH Army is going to be the most watchable game. Now, to be fair, I actually am interested in this game because I think...
I mean, I was more interested in it if Mackenzie Milton was playing. Now, I don't know that I am because I don't know that there's any... like there's going to be any real outcome. And by the way, it's a lose-lose for LSU. Oh, they lose to UCF.
But I think...
Or they beat UCF with a backup quarterback, see, and that doesn't really count.
The backup quarterback's pretty good. And I also... I mean, I don't know if you saw what that dude did to Memphis, but it was pretty... He was pretty impressive in the second half. He started off bad, but, man, once he figured it out... And... I got to tell you, I think Orgeron will have LSU pumped up for this. They're not going to.
I think they will.
They're
be.
Not going to want to lose
motivated.
To UCF. So, I don't know what the most interesting. I haven't really looked at the bowl game that's most interesting to me. I might say Texas Georgia, but Georgia's not going to be motivated for that.
Yeah,
I mean we're talking outside the playoffs.
Outside
right?
the playoff. Well, yeah. Although those two games aren't really interesting either. At least not the first round of them. I don't know. I mean, I think Michigan-Florida should be a decent game. There's not a lot of bowl games that jumped out at me as I was like, oh, I cannot wait to see this game. Because there's not a lot of teams that I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to watch that team play. There's just not that many good teams.
Yeah, and ordinarily this is the kind of game where, I think in this case, when you talk about motivation, it's like the times that I have bet on the group of whatever schools they are, it's always been like Utah against Alabama when Alabama thought it was playing for a national championship. Yeah. Last year, UCF was an easy bet because Auburn was supposed to be in the playoffs. And everybody, oh, look, they beat Auburn. It's like, yeah, Auburn had zero motivation. All those guys were going pro. And it's like, oh, it's UCF. But in this case, I think – LSU, relative to expectation, had a better season than I thought they probably thought they were going to have. And it wasn't like they were really in the, you know, this is a disappointment to go play in the Fiesta Bowl for them. Right. I think it's a pretty good game for them, just like I think it is for Texas to play in the Sugar Bowl.
They're excited.
And so I don't think you're going to get the usual, we don't give a rat's ass about UCF thing. And like I said, I think it'd be a big deal for Orgeron to try to win that. All right,
still barely hear Jong. It's driving me crazy.
Maybe he needs to get a new career.
Maybe so. My computer career can help him out. Listen, if you're in a job that you're not thrilled about, do something about it. Get out there and change it. And one thing they do, because their program is designed for people with zero IT experience, they support their students with one-on-one mentoring. So if you don't jump out of bed every day excited for work, go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you can start your new life as an IT pro in months. Not years. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care because helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.